My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know what's funny? I really like the idea of building around Scuba moving forward. I also like the idea of trading Scuba for this boatload, as we put it in the Twitter question, a historic haul of prospects. Both work for me. They put the team on different timelines or different ways to try and get to the mountaintop. But the idea of, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, the Tigers have a Jackson Holliday at short and, you know, Basalo behind the plate or, you know, Norby. You really can get excited about a young, exciting group of position players. But that starts the timeline. It sets you back. And I don't know how much people want to accept that. But it would have to be, as we put it in the Twitter question, a historic haul.
Yeah, I don't think people want to trade Scuba. I think what people look at and see is that he's a free agent after a couple of seasons, and his agent is one that is difficult to deal with. And if he is what we think he is, which is one of the best pitchers in baseball, that the price is just going to be astronomical, and it's just going to be the Yankees or the Dodgers that have the deepest of a treasure chest to dip into that are going to end up with him. So you don't want to lose him for nothing. I think that's the overwhelming feeling that we have as Tiger fans, is that they're not going to be able to re-sign him as much as we'd like to. Like, hey, give him an extension now. But if they're unwilling, you know, Scott Boras is unwilling to listen to extension talks because he wants to get his client to free agency, then what do you do?
248-539-9797. Ed is on a cell and on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Ed?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I say just hang on to our assets and just make a better plan, you know, on the off season. It doesn't look like we're going to make the playoffs, and if we do make the playoffs, we'll be out in the first round anyway.
Actually, the wild thing is if they make the playoffs and they keep these pitchers and Reese Olson's healthy, I wouldn't immediately concede the first round. If you have a healthy Scuba, Flaherty, and Reese Olson, if they keep those guys, I don't think they'd make the playoffs.
Okay, can we just stop with the playoff time?
Yeah, the playoff percent chances are so minimal, but I wouldn't have, if they did make it, it means they're playing much better, and I wouldn't concede a series with these three pitchers to anybody if they had to do the heavy lifting to get there. With that said, you're not in favor of trading them either.
Just develop the assets we have. I'm not really sure what's in the farm system that can fill the gaps where we're weak at, but You know, it's taking me another year to just figure things out.
Well, if this you, I get, he sounds really enthusiastic,
doesn't he?
It's
fire up.
I mean, Flaherty is the thing that just kind of sets this off. He's a free agent at the end of the year. And I'm sure he's dying to test free agency because he just rebuilt his career this season. And as well as he's pitched, he's going to look at a qualifying offer in the neighborhood of $20 million. So if he's going to get a qualifying offer in the neighborhood of $20 million, what's he going to get long term? I mean, he's going to get a 3-year deal from somebody that's going to be worth $75 million. So if I were Jack Flaherty, Detroit's been great, but I got to do what's best for Jack Flaherty, and that's make the life-changing money with your next contract. It's not likely to come from the Tigers.
248-539-9797. Robert, you're next. What's up, Robert?
Morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I think the biggest concern for Tiger fans is we frankly don't know and are skeptical that this owner is going to pony up the money to keep Skubal. And I hate the argument that we're not Pittsburgh, we're not Cincinnati, we're not Milwaukee. Like, when you look at the market size, I know we're not the Yankees, I know we're not Boston, but, man, it's frustrating, especially with the former owner. He would go over and above. And so I think that's where a lot of the frustration.
He didn't do that right away. He went over and above when it was time to go over and above, then he did.
Oh, 100%. The first decade plus, he was absent owner, I think would be a fair way to say it. And but I think that's the recency bias, right? We remember him going all in for Prince Fielder and so on and so forth. But so if they're not going to keep him, and if that's been established, which, again, is frustrating, because at what point, you go for the haul to remake your entire infield. You slide Cole Keith to first, you know, Holidays. And that's the exciting thing, too. And so I'm kind of with you guys in that regard. It would be exciting, like, in 2 days from now, 3 days from now, most of those guys that we would get from Baltimore, like that's been established, they're ready to play. They're just blocked. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's exciting to me. But then again, it's just like, why can't we keep a star? It's like, for frick's sake.
Well, they can. They can keep a star, and I don't think we should concede that he is gone.
Yeah, but that's my frustration. It's just like when people talk about, well, he's going to want $300 million. Well, yeah. And how much revenue are they making? You know, it's just the frustration.
I would also caution this. Said this yesterday. The other thing I caution is looking at Tarek Skubal and his career to this point, I'm a huge fan of him. All right, I think he's an outstanding pitcher, might be the best pitcher in baseball right now. But
you're going to talk injury, aren't you, Gator?
Well, it's hard not to.
No, I know. I'm just joking.
It's hard not to. Honestly, in 2021, he had appeared in 31 games, had 29 starts. The next year, he made 21 starts. The next year, which was last year, he made 15 starts. And then this year, he's been healthy, knock on wood here, and he's made the 21 starts. But, I mean, that's a track record of a guy who doesn't have a track record of staying healthy. So am I going to be that excited about signing somebody? Hey, let's give him an extension now. I'll give you 5 years and $180 million to stay with the Tigers. You know, would that be enough to do it? And then, oh my God, what have I just done? We committed to him for 5 years, and the guy hasn't been able to stay healthy for a single season.
One of the things that doesn't help the reputation of the owner is that the biggest contract he signed is terrible. The Javi Baez deal is terrible.
Yes.
And it's an example of where the owner did spend money, and it's a hauntingly bad contract, unfortunately, for this team. You know, I believe in spending money when it's time to give gas. If they keep Skubal, they don't have to sign him to a contract just yet. They keep him, and he is part of this team, and they give no gas to the engine, no significant, not a bunch of cannas, okay, who are nice players and can help you on a good team.
They're deaf players.
You need some difference makers. And I think, I mean, I don't want to speak for you. I personally have been pretty damn patient with Chris Illich and kind of understand why they haven't given it gas. They haven't felt close. They haven't felt close to me pretty much this entire time here, which could be a whole nother discussion. But if they finish this season, I mean, I don't know how they're going to finish the season if they trade Flaherty.
They
feel closer now than they've been. And if they've got a timeline on Skubal, that the only thing they know Because, I mean, Boris comes to the table and says, I want $700 million over half a season. Like something absurd, right? The point being, the only thing you know is you got him for 2 more years after this. You better give it gas. You better give it gas.
I wonder how much this Bally's Comcast thing, what role that has to play in it, because that's revenue that comes to the teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to pay rights deals. Is that beneficial to the Tigers? Is it stagnant with the Tigers? Or is it not as lucrative as was once believed? Does this affect it at all? Because you've got other teams, and this is, you know, where the Yankees have the biggest advantage over everybody, is their media deal. And the Yankees media deal pays them, I believe, well in excess of $200 million a year. Their payroll is taken care of right off the bat before they sell a single ticket or foam finger. So I wonder if this has anything to do with it. Is this brighter days ahead? Are they like doing high fives over
in the
pizza slice glass building or not?
I don't think it is, because I just go back to whatever they're telling us, right? Scott Harris has said this. This is what we know on record. They're trying to build a foundation. They're trying to build a core. As far as spending, they're not at that level yet, because they're still trying to build a foundation.
Right.
Okay, he said this. So my question is Scubo part of this foundation and core? Because if he's not, then he can trade him for a haul that could be the foundation and core. So this is clearly, today is a big day for Scott Harris and the Tigers and where their timeline is and who's part of this foundation and core. Because he said once they build that, then they'll start spending. But what's the core then, right? Is Scubo part of the core, guys? Or they have to trade him to get that foundation?
248-539-9797. It's a great question. We go to Dave in Royal Oak next. Hi, Dave.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hi.
Hey.
I don't follow this the way you guys do, but it just seems to me that once Mike Ilitch died, I don't think it's a coincidence that you see the Tigers and the Red Wings just head down to about 500 if they're lucky. And that has made I think that's one of the keys here, is he was willing to spend the money. And as for the current thing, the trade deadline, if they're going to field a team where every time they get somebody pretty good, they sell them, then they're never going to get anywhere, because what you're always doing is putting it off. The rebuild will be next year.
Dave, I guess, look, two things. Yeah. One, in hockey, there's a cap. The Red Wings don't go cheap in hockey. Secondly is they continue. If you're selling your rentals, these are guys that there's a high probability that Flaherty won't be here next year, even if you sell them. So yeah. Now the Scooble thing's a little bit different, but in the, what they've sold, they sold Lorenzen last year, rental. They sold, they're trying to sell Flaherty this year, rental. So they're continuing to hoard prospects so that they can get there sooner. And what they're doing is is trading players that probably won't be here next year anyway.
But Dave, we've also seen teams, we've also seen teams in the past that have been perennial traders that have won the World Series. Kansas City, Tampa Bay. These are perennially teams that do a great job of developing players, and when it comes time to give those players the contract, they just can't do it, and they trade them off, and they get a bunch of assets for them. They both won recently.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.